Yeah, we were absolutely devastated to hear of the sudden and untimely death of a great student of the city, Martin McCawson, today at lunchtime. It came as a great shock to many of us when we heard the news. And of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to Sharon and the wider family circle. Martin was one of the greatest ambassadors this city ever had in terms of his love of the city. He was such a proud, proud Derryman. And even down through the years of the darkest of troubles, Martin always saw what was best about this city and always knew that we could pull it out of the bag in terms of the peace process and make this place a real tourist destination. His loss has left a huge gap in our lives, but his legacy will live on in his children and grandchildren, and we'll carry his memory forward from today onwards. But of course, this weekend, our thoughts and our prayers are with Sharon and the family.
Of course. And to mark the respect there is for Mr. McCrossan, a book of condolences is to be opened.
Yes, I'm opening a book of condolence here with a number of people from across the sector of society in the city today, from across the business community, the political community, and the community sector itself, are joining me here at 5 o'clock this evening to open a book of condolence and pay our tributes to Martin. The book will remain open in the coming days and weeks to allow those further afield who knew Martin and respected Martin and want to pay their respect to him. The book will remain open for them to do so. So we would encourage everybody to come in and share their thoughts and memories of Martin with the wider world.